Shusavi Mari. Walden by Simon Reshkov Zayin, Mother Suga of Birkhar Shrach, like God. We have Mishnah Dachin Dalit that starts off with the Indian of Birkhar Nas, second case of Iker and Zara. Then there's two groups of five. The first group of five is a case of Zikim, Zoris, Ram, Ruches, Ubrakim. We'll explain what each one means. But the Mishnah says to make a bracha, Baruch, Shekhechim, Rosim, Olam. They have a second group of five. And make a different bracha of isim gracious, isim hasim gracious, those are the gerses. Those bets are the two different simonim over here. First group of five is simon reshchav zayin. The second group of five is simon reshchav ches. Come the Gemara daf and test, and he asks the question: why is the first group one bracha kolchid gurasai? Why is the second group isim hasim gracious? Because everything is isim hasim gracious. The Gemara has two tirotzim. Abai says, Kuch v'tani. He says, Echnami, on all 10 of them, you put them together, you make two brachas on all 10 of them. Rabbi says, Vavarach tati on only on the ratio, you make two brachas on the ratio. Masha enki in the case of the Sefer. The second case, the Reshchav Ches, only make one bracha. What does that mean? The way how the Beis Yosef says, Rashi says, explains Rashi, and before that way they arrive it, that once we're going to go like Rava, I mean, first to be clear, Machlis Rav versus Abaya, everyone knows you pass like Rav versus Abaya, chutz miyat yam. I mean, you have to explain the Shita of Rav. That Rashi is saying over here that Erech Lami, when a person has the first five cases, let's say you have a shooting star or an earthquake, you make two brachas. You make the bracha, Shukhoch Gibrosai, and Isa Master Beratius. The Sefer, in the case of these hills and mountains, and the rivers, lakes, these cases over here, you only make one bracha, Isa Master Beratius. And there are those who pass this mahalach among the Rishonim, Piskei Rid, Piskei Riyaz, Ibn Eruchim. Atzad Hasheni places on a page, he says clearly not the way. He says that from Tess, when the Rava says, Mavarach Tarti, does not mean you make two brachas. It means, Oy Hai, Oy Hai. It means you can say either this one, Shukosh Gibrosai, Oy Hai, Oy Isa Masim Rishis. Either one. The Beis Yosef brings down the big three, it's the Rif, it's the Rambam, and the Rosh. And therefore, the Torah goes this way, and the Eshkol, the Rav Yah, Abu Ram, Agud, the Mordechai, and the Rav Yishanim go, that is Oy Hai, Pshat, in Rav. Loch Lameiser, Rav is very clear, he passes like Kleis Pshat, in Rav. That means Oy Hai, you can make either Bracha on these five cases. They can make either Isa Master Gracious, or Shekosh Gavrosai. That's a Paskim, by the Paskim, the Chayotim, the Graz, the Kitzer, the Oif. Now, once you have two options over here, in this group over here, what's better? Should you say Shekosh Gvurasai? Or should you say Isa Masim Bereshis? So the simple reading of the Mechaber is that it's saying over here, say Isa Masim Bereshis. That you should say. Vim Yirtz, if you want, then say Shekosh Gvurasai. It also sounds that way in the Torah. Agam the Taz, it's not saying that way, the Kash and the Taz. And therefore the Graz and the Kitzer, the Shulchan Shloim, they say the Iker you should say is Isa Masim Bereshis. But either one's Beseder. That means that I suffer the Mishnah is a chiddush. Even a koyach gevurasai work a gam is better oisa masim bereishis. That's how the Shani, the way the Rambam how he brings it down is fakert. He says shekoyach gevurasai v'losh in the Mishnah bim yirtza oisa masim bereishis. That's the better bracha. That's the smak of kecho. And the Eliyahu Rambam says that's the core dikur. Oisa masim bereishis is really a secondary. Shekoyach gevurasai is the better bracha. So basically, the shalom among the achronim. In these five cases, which is better? But again, aloha, we pass like Rava, the one according to Titus. Oy hai, either one of my son works.
Is it better to be consistent and make the same Rava on the same thing? Or let's
say a thunder and then another? No, so thunder and it'd be an exception, we'll have its rules. We'll get to its specific rules. I mean, in general discussing, then its rules. So let's go through the five cases in order. The first case is Zikin. Not that I know of. Now, the first case of the Mishnah is Zikin. So, correctly, Gemara, what is Zikin? The Gemara says, Shmuel says, cook for the Shabbat. So, what does that mean? So, among the Rishonim, the place can seem to be two Mahalchim. The way Rashi says, this Koychav is Yorek Echetz. It shoots like out like an arrow, goes by Mokum to Mokum. It's basically a meteor. A meteorite that goes, or a shooting star goes from place to place. That's the Pshat. The way how the Rambam, they will explain what he says in the Hilchos Brachos, Barak Yod, he says the case of Koichav Shiesh Lusnab as a tail, the Shovet shall Oyo, like a comet.
What's
comet.
What's
I was saying the words in English, what they are exactly. One's a meteorite and one's a comet. That's what they say. It says that Mishabura, both of them. One's a meteorite and one's a comet. Actually, I'm not really sure where a shooting star falls into this category. Which one is which? Or maybe it's a third category. Not clear. But they say it's a meteorite and a comet, and the Piskachula Shara, Ayim Exam, a shooting star, a falling star. I'm not sure that's a third category or not. If you see these things, if you are Bekim, look in the sky, you see these things, you make these brachas, either Shkoichim Verosai, or Isa Masperatius. The people who are around me are not Bekim, the stars, and therefore they never see these things, and therefore they don't make this bracha, they're not in tune to these things.
Shooting star, you can see it.
It
doesn't
require a key.
Tell you when.
I'm being very clear that I'm not clear. There, it's the Mishmur saying. Mishmur first of all says both MS. It means the Shoinim, the Rav says both. Mishmur says both brought down by the Achorinim. It means both are true. The question is there three things here or two things here? Again, they bring down the Ashkel says a meteorite and the Gemara, and they bring down a comet. What's a shooting star? Is that the same thing? Right. Anyone here know what a shooting star is? Fine. I'm in the same boat here. Second case of the Gemara is Zuois. What's a Zuois? Says the Gemara, a Goya. What's a Goya? Explains Rashi. Ve'idas ha'oretz. An earthquake. Now, negate an earthquake, there are different levels on the Richter scale. There's a number 4, a number 5, a number 6, a number 7, a number 8. If you have number 8, then the buildings start collapsing, and it creates typhoons and tidal waves. It's not too good. Fine, but the different levels. What earthquake are we discussing over here? What level are we discussing over here? So, the Pashas, the Stevens of Peskin, says the Sheva Kossi and Shuvah is any level. Anything that you feel, people sense, you know it's an earthquake, you make the bracha. Therefore, that Shar Ha'ayin, against a Likud Sefer on the Simon over here, says anything, Peskin Shuvah says anything. A Gamma, I do say, they bring down a Vestheim, or Yisrael, you want to tie that to be daft for something powerful. Again, the Pashas of Peskin means any earthquake is difficult in this category. Therefore, for example, on the day of my Bar Mitzvah, I was woken up in Flatbush with an earthquake. It was very low, but they had to get me up for my Bar Mitzvah and my Mitzvah. If I would have known this Allah, I would have remembered in my sleep, I would have had to either make the Bracha, or Yisrael, or Yisrael, or Yisrael, or Yisrael, or Yisrael.
So,
how many years ago? It's a while ago.
No, but there was another one.
I'm just saying what happened to my Bar Mitzvah. Well, not your Bar Mitzvah.
No, here.
Here? Now, there's a man that you have to go make it. We see by thunder lightning on Sif Gimel, we have Torah Kedei Dibur. Come on, the place can say the Chor Hudim, and this you also Torah Kedei Dibur. That means sometimes in an earthquake, you start thinking, what brach to make? Don't think. Either one of the Seder and do it. Then after look up the Sugi, well, exactly which brach was correct, what killed you over here. Now, the Matthias is when there is an earthquake, that sometimes there are aftershocks. Meaning basically, the earth shifted, different plates went one area to another area, and they hit each other, and then a couple minutes later you have an aftershock. Do you make another bracha? Or you make the same bracha? Or could two different ones? Well, no, the bracha you made in the first one is nichel, and part of that, the aftershock. It's affecting, it's a ripple effect from the first one. So Shai Tshuva over here in Sifkot Aleph brings down this question. He says, depending upon the sugya of the Messiah Dasanat. That means, for example, when people have earthquakes, what do they do? They are told either to run by their doorway, because the doorway is the serious part of the house, or some people run underneath the table. If you go by the doorway and you wait a couple of minutes, you're not Messiah Das. You're waiting for the aftershock. You stand underneath the table a couple of minutes, you're waiting, not Messiah Das. If you came out from that area, then you're Messiah Das. Then you make a brach, what happens again? That's partially together. Or Messiah Das, what do you do afterwards? We Messiah Das or not? The third case over here is a case of Ramim, a case of thunder. Now, there are different thunders, there are powerful thunders, and there are weak thunders. I know the Olim like saying you have to hear something powerful. Pashas, the Yisrael Strobach, and Chaim Kanevsky, there's no chilek. But if you hear thunder, you make a brach over here. Now, I like to leave thunder to when I get to lightning and put the two sugyas together. The fourth case is Ruchais. Ruchais is either powerful winds or tornadoes or hurricanes, typhoons. Then again, you make the bracha either Shkosh Gurosam or Olam, or you make the bracha Isa Masa Bereshis. Now, come on the Mishnah Berurah, and they quote Betzim, Tosfos bring down the Yerushalmi, that something is Shloi Bezach, something is not anger, you have winds that more calmer, not anger. So Tosfos, then a body make Isa Masa Bereshis, and did not say Shkosh Gurosam or Olam. Four times by the Mokarvam, the Eliyabo. Therefore, it says the Mishnah Berurah. Zadia, I hear the whole background. Whoever is there. The screaming in my ear. They can scream, but... Since we have this Tezer Shita, that we're not sure exactly what is considered angry winds and what's considered calmer winds. Therefore, we're not Bekim, we'll always make the bracha Oysa Master Beratius. That means even though the Gemara Paskin is Oyehai Oyehai, the Maisa, we still make Oysa Master Beratius. And the Bialacha says that Be'etzim Oysa Master Beratius has a ghetto like Shahakal. That you eat it for all these cases, so therefore we're not sure. We say Oysa Master Beratius. Now, what is the ghetto of these powerful winds? So I see a Pelda Gazak, the Ism Chag Gieski, let's say a wind ripped off the roof of a house. My God, a roof. Said Ism Chag, no bracha. Not which bracha, no bracha. That's not Dovah Teimo. Yeah, that happens. He says, if you're blown away by it, then you make a bracha. That, the roof comes off. All right, fine. It's a Kiddush to me. Pashas for me is Dovah Teimo. I say, years ago, when I was a Bacher in my parents' house, yeah, if anyone is my age, remember Hurricane Gloria. Remember, it was Erev Sukkos. 2 days before Sukkos, all the yeshivas were given off because there was a hurricane in New York, tri-state area. And in Mamash Erev Sukkos, there was going to be a hurricane, and Sukkos itself can be a hurricane. So most people, what they did, is that you had the sukkah up, and you either did not put it up, or you took it down. I actually had a shochin, and Ibn Chacham, he's going to leave it up. And my neighbor, he has a gate around his porch, and I have a gate around my porch. In the back of my house, the doors are all glass. That means I can see everything outside. And we're standing by the glass watching this hurricane. And also we see the guy's sukkah go up over his porch, come down, come to my porch, and smash down. That was a pillow. You make a bracha. Pashas, or you say, my sabratius. Myself, a couple hours before Sukkot, the hurricane left the tri-state area, and everyone was mamish till... Mama's sukkah is able to build the sukkah. My Ibn Chacham neighbor had to come to my porch, take all the stuff, bring it down to his porch, rebuild it all over again. But my sister, that is a powerful wind. Pashas, you should make a bracha on that case over there. The fifth case is a case of Barak, a case of lightning. Okay. The fifth case is a case of lightning. Now, Mishmur brings down from the Chayotom, there are two different types of lightning you can have. One mitzad the rain, one mitzad the heat, what they call a lightning storm. That means in the winter, it's not shaykh, but in the summer, you can have storms, a lightning storm without any rain. So the question is, when you make a bracha on Barak, does it mean any lightning? Does it mean dafka lightning that comes mitzad the rain? So Mishmur brings down from the Chayotom, mitzad the dafka mitzad the rain. And therefore, the Zayas of Bracha brings down from the Yashiv. If you see lightning in the winter, you can always make the bracha on top of it. Mashiach in the summer, you're not sure until you hear thunder. Therefore, do not make the bracha on lightning until you hear thunder. Then make a bracha on lightning afterwards. Hagam, or Choshulchan says, what are you talking about? Paiskim say lightning is lightning. Kind of just went that way. It means any lightning, even a thunderstorm. Or even a lightning storm. Therefore, there is a shaila. Myself, Paiskim go like Mishvur, the Choshish. That has to be dafka case where the lightning is coming inside the rain, and not inside the heat outside. Now, when a person has this lightning, there are certain times you can see the lightning bolt, and sometimes you sing in learning based medrash, and you see the lightning reflection. You see the whole thing shoot off. Do you have to see the bolt itself, the lightning itself, or the reflection of the light, the idea itself, that's enough? Shalomong v'achoinim, what is the bracha upon? Those want to tie the idea of brua that you know and you see it. This is the reflection itself. The one time that self, you make the bracha. Sliyazer, Benyamin Zilber, Shlomo Zalman, or Litzion, Avos, and others. At Sada Sheni, when the Issy question is Stipler and the Chaim, they want to tie, first of all, a dafka on the lightning bolt itself. Void, who says it's lightning bolt? If you only see the reflection, maybe it was someone taking a picture or a flash. Maybe it's the airplane you see in the sky, has lights flashing, or a helicopter. You don't know 100%, not any idea brua legamri. Then they want to tell Maisa, you cannot make a bracha. So shall among the swarm what to go do. Most of them, even the malachim, should say you do make a bracha. Again, I see the stipler, and the Yashar Shram, when we chosh, the Maisa cannot make the bracha until you see the thunderbolt itself. Now we have the case of thunder, the case of lightning, the third case, and the fifth case in the Mishnah. To put this sugya together, you have to know why is ruchis in between. You could say to teach you the two separate brachas, two separate adyanim. Otherwise, very strange. You have them two separate cases over here with ruchis in between. Now, on the sugya of thunder and lightning, there are svarim just on that topic, just on thunder and lightning. Just when I was learning the sugya last time, Chabur did 6 years ago. So on Rosh Hashanah, I took out v'zayis habracha to learn with my son. Now v'zayis habracha, if you know how the prints went, there was a fifth print went from being red to the fifth one being blue. That was the matura chadoshu, all the tikkunim, everything inside. So it's in shul, Rahuman shul, learning my son the fifth print over there with all the tikkunim, everything wonderful. That means this fifth print came out Baruch 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago. Since then, the fifth print, that's Menorah Chadoshah, there's been a bunch of prints afterwards. I come home, Rosh Hashanah, I take out the one my son got from his bar mitzvah. We sit down to learn the same two pages, and there are 10 to 15 differences he changed. That means after he had the fifth print, all the kunim, and he himself gave me switch to red one for the blue one, this is correct now, and he's been sacking everything already. Since then, on these two pages, he made 10 to 15 different changes. So first of all, you see the galus of a person. Still changing, still working, still building. But when you see the sugya is not that simple. What do you do? When you learn the bracha, the sugya, make sure you get the later one. And I think we're here, we have two different ones. One earlier, one later. Make sure you get the later one. Otherwise, you get a shadow of bracha, matala pashuk. Fine. Maisa, the gate of thunder and lightning. Come along the Taz and says, first, we have a meeting over here in Klal Yisrael. The Gemara is very clear. Oy hai, oy hai. Kimaik, oysa maas, voracious, oshkarsh, bostrim, ala oylam. However, the meaning is that on Ramim, we make a bracha on thunder, shkoich v'rosai. On the lightning, we make a bracha isa masiberacious. Now, the Taz says he's not clear why. Maish the place can bring down, that's the minute Kreisol, the graz, the chayodom. Mishmur explains the reason is, shkoich v'rosai, the thunder is more of the gadlis ha-boyer than just lightning itself. It's more the clear of the gadlis ha-boyer. Now, the Matthias, how it is first there's lightning, and then there's thunder. The Gemara has a couple of reasons how it's working. One thing was very clear, being that one man the Omar, that the lightning hits the clouds, it breaks it apart, and therefore creates the rain, and therefore the lightning is creating the thunder. One man the Omar, I'd say no lightning, hits the clouds and breaks apart, that's the thunder. So we have this lightning, and then we have this thunder. So what happens if a person, you have over here, he heard the thunder, again, he had the case of thunder. He says, Kerchi Burasim al Oilam. Then afterwards, he saw the lightning. The other way around. Let me do this lightning, then thunder. Let's say he did thunder. Let's say he did not make a Burasim of lightning for whatever reason. We did not see the lightning. You only saw a reflection. We didn't see a base measure. She comes outside and sees the lightning afterwards. Then what do you do if the lightning comes afterwards? Come on, Mishnah Berurah. It says, does not make a difference what Burasim you made on the thunder, whether you made a mistake or not. It's clear in the Mishnah two different Burasim. One's the third case, one's the fifth case. The Maisi still make the bracha. He's a master gracious. It's two separate brachas.
So I'm saying, according to Mechaber, you're Yoytze anyways. So I'm saying, it's Ke'ilu or Masna that we don't have Das on.
We'll get to more cases. We'll get step by step. First, we say the Mishnah Berurah says, Aleph. Now, a second. Let's say a person hears thunder. The Maisi, he does not make a bracha. Doesn't make a bracha. He's thinking about bracha, eitz ma'aser, shkarchi v'rosai. By that time, it's after a couple of seconds. Then he hears it again. So you make a bracha now? The point out from the Mishnah Berurah that he's discussing when the person is a beis hakisei. He says over there, the ma'aser is after this man. If you hear it afterwards, don't worry, make a bracha a second time. So we see the ma'aser, don't lose out the bracha. You did not make the bracha. It's not like other cases you can argue we lose the bracha. Here in the Maisa, if you did not make a bracha, you did not lose it out, being brought down by the Paiskin. Now, building upon that, we have this again, this case over here that we make two different brachas. The first, step before maybe, is that in the bracha, you say Shema Malchus. There seems to be a shalom miyuchad over here, which maybe not say Shema Malchus. So, first, in the case of Bnei Ashkenaz, the El Rabbi Reshchov Gimel brings down a shlo. The Vadu say Baruch Ato Hashem Ken Melech Olam. That's not Shaila. Grass, Odom, the kids are being down. We do Shem Malchus. The gate of the Bnei Yisrael is a big mavucha. the Rosh Medav from the Pisgah Advir discusses the first rule in Sif Gimel says has to be Torch Kedei Dibur. Not clear exactly what's Torch Kedei Dibur. Is it 1 second, two, or three? Maybe you passed it. Sofik, says Shem Malchus. Void, we have Sugin Sibbeis. The Nanim came, the Nanim left. Did they come back? Did not come back? How much is leaving? It's not these Sveikis. Being that Pesach Advir, there's a meaning Meisim not to make the Brocho. With Shem Malchus, with Shem Malchus, but Siruf, the Rav Shita. We know the Ravid Shita in this parak over here, and we've brought down the simulation of Ches, and all these brachas are Bli Shem Malchus. Gam the Rosh, we pass in that way. But see if the Ravid, we should make this bracha on thunder lightning Bli Shem Malchus. Brought down the locha by the Ben Ishchai. He says he did not see the Pesach Advir inside. L'maisa, it seems to me that's not hongo. Kabachayim is down that way. Yaskal Abdi, Monchaliyo, Shem Shemokin. L'maisa, you look up the same Pesach Advir inside. He said that's a minig. He tries to defend the minig, but he says that you should not do that way. He said, I'm coming to Miyasha the minig olam. But myself, you hear it, it's a Mishnah, we pass it like the Rosh, we pass it all over, we make all these brachas, and not over here. The Vadi, you make the bracha. We're Shema Malchus. And therefore, other Svardim, the Orletzion, Yabiyoim, the Yachri Yosef, they pass him B'Shema Malchus, because that's the Maskana of Pesach Advir. So they get to making this bracha there. First, we share Malchus, and they ask us, Hosh do, and they svad the Mavucha, depends who you ask, what exactly they go do over here. Now, when you have this thunder and lightning, the way it is, again, first comes the thunder, then comes the lightning, and it gets closer and closer. That means, how it is, let's say the rain is further away, this thunder, and then lightning is a minute, there's lightning, and then thunder is a minute later. The rain gets closer, it's 50 seconds, 40 seconds, 30, 20, 10, gets closer and closer. And then can be mamish at the same time. It basically depends upon how far away the clouds of the rain is. Come with the Paiskim Miskos, let's say you have at the same time the thunder and the lightning. What to go do? Mice in the Mishnah says two different cases over here. Should you make two brachas? Or make one bracha? So the Eli Rabba passing of the Yavis, you make two brachas. Two brachas. Vodi says, I'll make it serif over here. The Rashi in the Sugya and the Ravid's clear says you always make two brachas. So you have the Rav in the Sugi, always make two brachas. Maybe over here you should make two brachas, make two brachas. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, clearly, quotes the Maga Avram, not that way. The Maisa is, for example, you have an apple and orange in front of you. I'm about to make a bracha on the apple and the orange, but together you make one bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah goes like the Paiskin, Prima Gonim, the grass, Chayodim, and others. The Avad, the Loch over here is, Zaydi? Zaydi? You still hear me? Okay. Was it clear where it was? Okay. There. So I'll come out that send the Mishabu of the Paiskim Maisa, if you have it at the same time, you might make only one bracha. Now, if you can make one bracha, the shell is now, person has lightning. The fact is, thunder comes afterwards. That's the Matthias. When you make the bracha of lightning, could you have kavana for the thunder? I mean, if it comes at one time, say the Mishnah will make one bracha. When you know it's coming, can you also make one bracha? So come on the Mishnah and says, since that's the Teva the Bria, we know it's coming, the Shari Tshuva brings down the Chidah, you can make one bracha. Don't say Lechatchilo. Lechatchilo, the Mishnah says, make two different brachas. But it's doing me to a pre, that you know that's coming. That if I can make a bracha, it comes down in front of you, it's beseder. You sure you can make two brachas, but the ever the maisi your yaitzel. If so, the shell is, sometimes, a person is making a bracha on lightning. In the middle of the bracha, he hears the thunder. I mean, again, be'etzim, you should make two brachas, once one after another. When together, you make one bracha. What happens if you mill the bracha, you hear the thunder? Which is a common case, especially if you have kavani, say it slowly. It's a common case. What to go do in that case? So, come along the Chayodom and the Kitzer, they say if smil the bracha, even toich kedei dibur the bracha, the mice is chal. Just like this, you heard it already, it's chal. Here, since you know it's coming, and it happened toich kedei dibur, since the Chayodom and Kitzer, the mice is chal. They point out that the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the Chayodom over here, a bunch of things. But this next line, the Chayodom, he left out. He does not bring it down. He says the mice, he started bracha b'kavana only for lightning. Who says the bracha michal for thunder also? Who said the michal? And therefore, those who come and point out the fact that Mishul left it out, they want to argue. Therefore, Zaysa bracha and Piskei Shuvah says it's Jewish chayadom and kitzer. But the Mishmul Lahachas left it out. And if a person has kavona for this and not for that, kavona for the apple, not for the orange, and Gamma came in between, you make a second bracha over here.
It doesn't matter if he makes the same bracha or different.
He's not making them the same bracha or not. That means the correct thing is, again, on the thunder, Shekosh Kavorosai, and lightning, Oisim Aspiratius, we can make both of them Shekosh Kavorosai, both of Oisim Aspiratius, there's no chalik.
Why should that work if it really is the same bracha? We have a minute.
We're making brachos of different things. And I have kavanah for one, not for another. My kavanah is on this. Kavanah for this. Now, on Sif Beis, discussing Milf and the lightning, that the question is, when does it turn into a new Zman? That means, we know the Halacha in general is 30 days. Over here, the get is not 30 days. Over here, Kamlung the Yishalmi, the point that's down the Bavli, Kamlung the Yishalmi. Now, B'Yasi wants to machalk whether it's Turdin or Mafsikim. Explains by Sisi, what does that mean? That means if the case over here is that when it went away the clouds, it came back, then it's a new thunder, lightning, it's a new storm over here, and if you made a bracha the first time, you can make a bracha the second time. However, if it went and did not fully go away, it says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Rabba, that's go fully away, or the clouds, you look up, it's clear as a regular day. However, if it's one cloud over here, one cloud over there, and did not fully go away, then still the same thunder and lightning, the same storm, and therefore you cannot make a bracha a second time. Now, when you read the Yishalmi slowly, it sounds like there are two ways to make a bracha a second time. One is when it's a brand new storm. The second, when it's a brand new day. A new day. If Mishbura says, his words are mash from Yishalmi, it's a new day, and the place can be down, you make again a bracha. It never went away. You can have an Eretzol, it can rain for days straight. But every single day you have thunder and lightning, every day is a new Zman, you can make a new bracha over here. The Chodim can involve why that's so, but that's halacha. Now the question is, what is a day? We know the Jewish day is night to day. Let's say you hear at night thunder and lightning again. Do you make a bracha then? Or do you go, no, the Zman over here is from, if I care, from day to night. I can know by Gersatoro or by Kabonis. And then we go, by the morning you make another bracha. So the Maim Mordechai, when he brings it down, he says it goes, the morning is a newsman. The place came as far as I see, the command, everyone goes, the morning is a newsman. Morning, like Berech Satoro. Now, what's morning is a newsman, like Berech Satoro? What is the svar behind it? Two ways of saying it, with the obvious nafkamino, or two nafkaminos. Is he aside over here because it's a newsman, it's a new day? What he said is you go to sleep and you have a Hesach Hadas. You slept for a couple of hours, you have a Hesach Hadas. What's nafkamino? Push nafkamino. Let's say a person had a shinus kvar, but woke up before Alois. Some people on Rosh Hashanah, they get the schos, the diamond, the sikin, they'll wake up before Alois, and let's say it's raining. The same thunderstorm that happened the night before. You make the bracha. Sending fakir, they're up all night shuas. It's the next day. There's no shinoi. There's no hesach hadas over here, and there's no sleep. How do you look upon that? Is it a new day or not? So, I said both these questions, Rosh Hashanah among the achrayim, what halakha is. The way of Chaim and the way of Ozer, they say it's like Birch Satoro. What's Lacha Birch Satoro? That's something Machalikis, Kiyadua. Therefore, the Big Mabucha, what do you show this morning? Therefore, in the case where a person, Maisa, he gets up before Alois, Shlomo Zalman said, the Maisa, make a bracha. Chaim said, the Maisa, not to make a bracha. In the case you're up all night, I see five Pleskimas Manenu say, Maisa, make a bracha, and five say, the Maisa, not to make a bracha. That means that, of course, it's a Shikal Das question, Machalikis are Shokal, how exactly, what's he saying over here? Of the day is a mitzvah hezek hadas, mitzvah the sugya of new zman and new day. In Sif Gimel, it's brought down that we have this man over here of toich kidei dibur. Now there is a taz that says that locha toich kidei dibur is what a person should do lachatchila. Let's say he misses man, it's 5 seconds later. So the taz still a person has to make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Shartin do loike taz. The poskim do not go like that way. The Yavitz, Nar Sholom, Nesivitz, Chayodom, that Toich Dibur is Ma'akiv. That means all these cases, you hear thunder, lightning, don't start thinking what the broch is, go do it, then learn the sugi afterwards. We'll learn the sugi beforehand when you know it's going to happen. But let's say when you hear the thunder, lightning, make the broch miyad right away. Now just go through cases when a person's in the middle of doing something. Do you have to make this broch? For example, you're in the middle of sleeping, it wakes you up. Your hands, the maisa, are not clean. What do you go do? So, based upon the sugya over here by the bathroom, since it's a bracha, Yaakov Yosef, if you know your hands not touching Makom Matonav, you make the bracha. Touch the Dibur. Make the bracha. Either it's a masturbation or Shkarku Vasim, Malay Oilam. Let's say a person hears it in the middle of learning, he's singing Mitzvah, Shubi, and hears it while he's learning. So you can say, Yoiskim Mitzvah, Potim Mitzvah. So Klal is, we only say that when he can do the Mitzvah later on. Hilachor, it's the Mitzvah Iberis, it's right now. And we know the whole Yisrael of learning Torah is Mevili Dei Mitzvah. Tam Torah Kinei Kulam Kim Mevili Dei Mitzvah. So Vati Yim, Vati Yalimut. Why go to the Mitzvah, making the Bracha? Now this is a Shal we spoke out in Simon Rishon Ches. By all these brachas, a birch saroya, a birch shvach, by dod, you have to stand or not. People come and say the person should stand. Sorry, I said not to stand. The Yavid says he should stand, and the place can bring down. It's nochin lahadit to stand. Then they point out, if you can stand right away, within 2-3 seconds, to make the bracha kol hakavod. If you can't, don't do the hiddush shvoy and lose out to toich ledibur and make the bracha even when you're sitting. Another case, let's say Mil Sugda Zimro, do you make the bracha? So I point out, you say for an answer of a covenant for Yiro, so you make the bracha over here, says the Chayodom. Let's say you Mil Kriya Shema, and you hear thunder and lightning. Mil Kriya Shema itself. Kriya Shema itself. Come on, Gemara Avram, and Simon Sam Avav, Bortam of the Graz, or Choshulchon. The Madach will answer back to cover boss of a Dom of a Melech. Kavachim Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avadu should make a bracha over here. Avadu? The Mishmu over there brings down first the Shita, the Avadi should answer even though Kriya Shema. He goes on further and brings down the Eliyahu, the Yavitz who wants to disagree. They want Taino that, what do you do about Kriya Shema? Big Oisik is Shvach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you mafsik in this Shvach, a different Shvach is both Shvach of Hashem, not to be mafsik. Mishmu has two sides over here. He has a third option also, maybe to only be mafsik, Beina Prokim. Not Machriya. That means in Mil Kriya Shema, there are really three different Shitas over here. Not machriya. Usually, the klal is sabak brachas lahakul. Simon Reish Kol Ches. The second group of the Mishnah on Daf Dalet. The Mishnah over there has five cases of mountains and hills and yamim and oris and midbarius. We make a brach over here. Baruch isav maaseh bereishis. That is everyone agrees. And over here, we do not say shukarich b'rosam ala olam. You only say isav maaseh bereishis. Now over here, when to make the bracha is once in your lifetime, once in 30 days. That means we saw by the case of Mishana Abriyas, Mechal wants to bring down only once in your lifetime. Over here says the Mishnah Berurah, very clear, called the Eliyahu or Elis Talmud, it's once in 30 days. Once in 30 days, you see these things, you make the bracha. Now, the shell is sometimes we see these things, you see the Atlantic Ocean, yeah, this ball, used to it, you see it, it's constant. Do you have to have a spyless from it? Do you have to be bewildered, amazed? I mean, it is beautiful and glorified, but if you're not affected by it, it doesn't mean anything to you. Can you make the bracha?
Well, the same as Shish and Shechion, same idea.
Same idea, but a different question.
It's a different problem.
It's a different sigil. So the Maestro, there, over here, the Maestro, come along with the Isk question, again, the Sefer Shara Ayin, Sefer on these questions, he Isk them, we're done with this Shaila, and the Sharmak, and the Yashiv, and the Vosdin, and Chaim, also the same thing, Chazam and Masakin. The kono, whether you have a spilus from it, you make the bracha on top of these things. The shah, they do discuss, let's say you see an area of this, let's say the Atlantic, that this place itself, you're not impressed. That means, b'etzem, you see the vast amount of water, you'll be impressed. But here you see a little slither. Or it's at night, you don't see the whole entire thing. It's dark at night, you don't see the whole entire thing. That's the question, do you make a bracha? Because what you're seeing, b'etzem, you should have been impressed. But the amount you sing, that area of the mice is not impressive. That's a great shayla. Possess a bracha to the new prince, switch from the old prince. Now I send the mice to make a bracha. And of Shtumach, of Chaim, and of Yashu say you do. So I say to Zaman of Vosner, and the Chodeshani will say you don't. Because the place that you sing, Betzim, is not impressive. She goes to ask a question. Now when a person sees it, when to make the bracha, it's very simple. You see something, you make a bracha miyad. You see the Atlantic Ocean, you make the bracha right away. Let's say a person, He did not see it in the beginning. Can you make the bracha afterwards? So there's a bi'alacha back in Birchsa Agrimel, in Rishud Ches, Birchsa Nes. He writes over there, if you're still seeing it, then you can make the bracha. Once you went away, you left it, you cannot make the bracha. That means you go to the, you're flying the airplane, look out the window, you see the Atlantic Ocean, you make the bracha. Let's say you go to the window, you're like, oh, what bracha, let me go get my sitter, or sit down, or whatever. You come back, you stop seeing it. So lechura, you cannot make a bracha because you went away and then he came back to it. Oh, so they do discuss in a situation. Let's say sometimes you're traveling in a car, and there are some of you see the ocean or the yam, the kinaret. Then you don't see. They do see. They don't see. They do see. Right? You see and don't see. That the one time is all on the path they're going to see. Because if you keep going, you'll naturally see it. Here, you left. If you stay where you are, you have to go back yourself, not on the way of traveling. So that echlami, when you're traveling in a car, that the one time is all one wheel. In the case you went to your seat to get a siddur, of course, the problem. That means you either have the problem, get a siddur beforehand, or learn the sugyo, or tell someone to come and you stay where you are. Now, this man over here, the place can say, you have how long? Touch the deeper. The same sugyo we just learned now. Resh Chav Zayin. Who didn't Resh Chav Ches? There are those in Montana that people live in Flatbush that we have the Atlantic Ocean right by our go down Coney Island flat or go down Ocean Avenue, Ocean Parkway in a while. And you get to the end and you see the Atlantic Ocean. So when a person goes there, let's say in Chalamoid for Coney Island Astroland, right? You go there in Chalamoid and see the Atlantic Ocean over there. Do you make the bracha? So the shaila is, if you live right by the ocean, which technically we really do, it's similar to the case over here where we live in places and we had by the Zara, the all around by Zara. Says Ramah, it's all around, don't make the bracha. We know by Rice and Kriya, the many numerous people live in Yerushalayim, not to Rice Kriya. There's some Shlomo Zalman, he lives in Harnof and by Began also. He says you should Rice Kriya for not going to the Kaisel, for not having the Argosho. But as a lucky, you don't Rice Kriya. The fact that it's right there, we don't go to see it, it doesn't mean that much to us. So the question over here is also, you live right by Atlantic Ocean, maybe it's a reason not to make a bracha. So Shalit, is it the same thing, like the case of a Kaisel or the Vodzara not? Maisa, the big name, Shlomo Zalman, said not to make a bracha. That depends why people in, at least in New York, they don't seem to make the bracha. Biscuit Chuvah is not to make a bracha. And all these bridges are going over the things the Chorish should make a bracha. It's constantly there. We don't really seem to have any sensitivity to it. Mashenki, people living in Israel that go in an airplane and fly over the Atlantic Ocean, they should make a bracha. Asad Hashemi, the Isra, the Yashav Chaim, they say it's different in the case of a Vodzara, that's a tefillah. Here's a case of Shvach Vaidor, Maisa Bracious. Nothing to do with the case of a Kaisel, that's our Gosho, here's Shvach Vaidor. How can we dominate two sugars? And they say, we have a Takon, you make a bracha, you make a bracha. You didn't see him in 30 days, the Maisa, you make a bracha. So again, it's a Shalosh, she goes, ask question, what to go do if you live right by the Atlantic Ocean. Now go through the five cases over here. The first case is Yavim. Yavim are seas. Now in the gate to water, as far as I know, there are different types of woods you can have. You can have Yam, a sea. You can have a case of an ocean. You can have a case of a river and a case of a lake. Now what it says in the Mishnah, it says Yamim, which are seas. It says Nahoris, which are rivers. It says Yamagodl, which we'll get to what exactly that is. But left out the case of lakes. I mean, in a case of a lake, Lake Erie or other lakes, lechor you would not make a bracha. It only has to be a case of a, again, either a case of a river or a sea, but not a lake. A lake, as far as I know, it means it has borders all around. That's what a lake is, right? No? Why is something a lake, one's something a sea? I'm not sure. Why is lake, one's a river? One's flowing, one's a circle, right? A river flows, and a lake is like... What is... No? Fine, it doesn't say a lake over here. Therefore, the question is, on the Kinneret. It's called, in Chazal, Yam Kinneret. What is a Kinneret? Is that a lake? Or is that a yam? So, first, the Yayivitz over here in the Sugya says, you make a bracha upon that. You make Oysa Masa Bereshis, and they want to say why. Like, Yam looks like a lake. However, the Masa, where the water comes from is from the wells underneath. Therefore, it has the gedder of like being a yam. Now, they bring down Rabbi Shlomo Zalman when he go visit his son, Rabbi David Orbach, in Tveria. Avram Doiv, Zatzal, in Tveria. Mice, would he come there? Every 30 days, he would come and make a bracha with Shema Malchus. Yam Kinneret. It's what it says over here. And therefore, as far as I see, all the Svarim bring down on the Kinneret, you make a bracha. Barletian, Dinah Fisher, Chaim, Rashaimer, Futshani, Stromach, everybody. Now, just to be clear, we know the loch over here in the sugyo is that let's say it's man-made, or it's made by Shemayim, but not that way in Seishimei Abreishis, then you cannot make the bracha. You make a bracha, Isa Masa Abreishis. has to be that way in the beginning. So if you know the kinneret, it shifts. Goes higher, goes lower, it goes a little bit here, goes a little bit there. Therefore, the Sram say, if you just see a small area, la dafka is a massive gracious. Therefore, says Abiyashu, make sure you see the whole kinneret, because most of it was from my separations. And then, Flami, on that, make the bracha. That means, Shemati, some people tell me they don't make this bracha. Don't know why. Before Shemishna, on Yam we make, it's called Yam Kinneret. As far as I know, everybody says you make a bracha on the Yam Kinneret. A second case, when it's in the Yam HaMelech, also a case of a Yam. From that, they come from Rashi in Parashat Lech Lecha, Perek Yudalid. He writes by the word Emek Sidim. Yeah, over there Rashi says that really Emek Sidim Achazman turned into Yam HaMelech. That means usually it was not the Yam HaMelech and turned into the Yam HaMelech. That means Bisman Sheshi Meir Bereshis. The Emek Sidim was not Yam HaMelech. When you look at the Yam HaMelech, maybe you're seeing something that was not from Sheshi Meir Bereshis. Therefore, you cannot make the bracha Isa Meir Bereshis. That's the shadow Miyuchat Yam HaMelech. No. Now, Lamaisa, again, the Yavitz Baros, when he gives examples of Yam, he writes Yam Kinneret and he writes Yam HaMelech. He knew Rashi in Chumash. And therefore, the Orosian and Dain Fisher, Lamaisa, they say you do, and the Chodesh Shonin says you do. They want Taino, because the Iker of the thing is, or they go up to the Roiv, is best Yam HaMelech that was ready for Maisa Bereshis. Asad HaShani, Shlom Zalman says, we have Rashi, who says exactly what he's saying over here. The Zayzah Bracha Biskay Shuvah says, let's be Chalishis not to make a Bracha. So the Arzim Machvuch among the Achrenim, what they could do negate to Yam HaMelech, negate to Yam Suf. That might be the place. Can say it's Yam, lost in the Sukkim, and if I didn't make a bracha, that means negate to Yam. The Sfarim are very clear. Yam Kineret, Yam Suf. You make a bracha. Yam Melech is the Mavuch. What to go do over here? The next case is the case of a Midbar. Now the way how the Sefer Shara Ayin is down on what's the Midbar, he says either the Sahara Desert, or Sinai Desert, or Midbar Yehuda, or any other Midbars. That means a lot of us travel to Midbar Yehuda. L'chor, when you see Midbar Yehuda, you make a bracha, Eisa Maaseh Bereshis. Now, l'chor, the better thing is to go to, you when you're traveling to Midbar Yehuda, why are you doing that for? You also pass by the Yam HaMelech. So l'chor, the best thing is to get the shell of what to do by Yam HaMelech. You just look that way and look this way. It's two different sides usually, right? That's how it is. And Maaseh, you make a bracha upon it. So we'll talk to the demon, make the bracha. That'll be the best thing, both of them together over here. Now, the Mishnah's Mamshech Abingzam, the Yehuda says that on Yama Godel you make a bracha, Sha'oso or Sha'isa, as Yama Godel. The first shell is why you're passing like a Yehuda, says the Beis Yosef being on the Rosh. The Yehuda has come to explain the Tanakamo, not come to argue the Tanakamo. Therefore, we're going to pass like a Yehuda, that on Yama Godel we say, Isa or Sha'osa, my separate, also as Yama Godel. Now the shell is, what is Yam HaGadol? What is Yam HaGadol? The way the Mechaber brings down, he said Yam HaGadol is Yam HaTichon. Yam HaTichon for us Americans in the Mediterranean is basically, it's called the Yam HaGadol. It's Choshev because it's right by Eretz Yisrael. That means the ports of Eretz Yisrael is the Mediterranean that goes out, there's a whole sliver goes out to Italy and then goes to the Straits of Gibraltar and then goes into the Atlantic Ocean. So when you see the Mediterranean, that's Yam HaGadol. That's you should make the bracha over here. Those who pass like the Mechaber, the Lestomim, the Yavitz, the Chido, Teresh Yisrael. Maisa, the Shaitzim, points out he has a list of Paiskim against it. He says, look at the Rav Mishnayis, look at the Prisho, look at the Lechem Chamudis, the Mogavrom, the Goin, and most of them, Maisa, disagree with this Yisrael over here of the Mechaber. I want to say that's not the Yam HaGadol. They point out, therefore, the Lachah for two reasons not to make this bracha. Number one, they say, Roy Paiskim disagree, it's not the Yam HaGadol in the Mediterranean. It is just a regular Yam, and they say, oh, it's a Maaseh Bereshis. Second, even if you want to say it's a Machlokes, the Bialocha says, the idea of Oysa Maaseh Bereshis is a bracha like Shakel. And therefore, you're certainly Yoyser Oysa Maaseh Bereshis, the Kola Deis. So you'd rather say a bracha, the Yoyser the Kola Deis, than get involved Machlokes over here. Therefore, the Anhogi is that a place can say, when you see the Mediterranean, you're flying, you see the Mediterranean, make Oysa Maaseh Bereshis. Again, I see there's a chiddush by the Minchas Yitzchok and Shlomo Zalman. They say, "Shay oisem masiv rishis," and Turk the deeper they say, "Shay osas yam gadol." Not clear exactly how it works in brachas. That's their eitzah. Could be getaval the shaila by al michyo she endof al kakolo take the deeper. Most of them say not go do that. Some say let's go do that. It's not, let's get a sheet of al kakolo. So again, we have one option. What's the Yama Godol? It means Yama Tichor, the Mediterranean. But we do not seem to go that way. We seem to paskin make oisim master voracious. The second option of the Yama Godol is Yam Ukainis. In English, is the Oceanus, meaning all oceans. There's the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean. They're all part of the Yam Ukainis. They're all part of the Oceanus. Am I correctly? Right, the Oceanus over here. They're all connected. That means you see the Atlantic Ocean. By the Oceanus. You see the Pacific, that's the other side, right? Two different sides of the ocean are. You should make the brachal here of on the Yama Godel. Now, the shell over here is, Maish, we have Machlaikis. You have a Sophic. Machlaikis, Machabah, versus other Paiskim. Why in the world should you make the brachal of Sha'osa Yama Godel? Maybe let's be Chosh, you make also Isamaisa Beratius. So, Be'etzim, there's a shell shot in the Machaber. In the Machaber over here, it says, Yama Tichoin, you should make the brachal of the only Yama Godol. Is he saying only the Yama Tichon? Only the Mediterranean, or also the Mediterranean? So come along, Numus Archoinim, they want a Taino, Ilitomid, and the Yayvitz and the Chidor. He's saying not only is the case of the Oceanus, or the oceans, it's who are din also the Yama Tichon. Why? Because the Yama Tichon also leads into the Oceanus, it goes there, it goes to the oceans, it goes to the Straits of Gibraltar. But it means this and that. Now the others won't argue the Pshat Mechavet first, or the Orcha Shulchan. But now again, we have two reasons why the Minigal Ilim is to make a bracha also as Yama Gadol on the Atlantic Ocean. Because number one, most posts can hold that's the correct bracha on the Atlantic Ocean. Number two, even the Mechavet argues. Who says he argues? Maybe saying you can make either, you can make bracha also on the Mediterranean and on the Oceanus, on both of them over here. And therefore, the most forms seem to say to make the bracha of Sha'osa Yama Godel on the Atlantic Ocean. Now, Gam, that those disagree. That those, the Rosh Hashulchan, the Moshe said, let's be Choshish. The Rosh Jomach, the Maisi wants to be Choshish. And say the Loch is, it's a Sophic. Make a bracha, maybe it's Levat Tol over here. They were not to make this bracha and make only the bracha Isa Maisi Lebracious. As far as I see, the Ilu knows what they're doing. Again, a lot of people just don't make brachas at all. Some make brachas and know what they're doing. But those who seem to know what they're doing, they seem to make the bracha on the Mediterranean, Isa Masa Beratius, on the oceans, they do make the bracha of Sha'osas Yama Godel. They do point out, lest you won't be afraid what to go do. So the best thing is, the mice where the person's flying, is to see it over the Straits of Gibraltar. We can see it inside the Yama Tichon, sitting in the Atlantic Ocean. You can look out and see both of them, then that'll be the best thing. Then the color days, come on the swam and say, Avadi, you can make a bracha. That's not even a shaila, because you have Munashach, all sheets is over here. Sifkim will discuss the case of these mountains and these hills over here, they make a bracha. Now, the words of the Mechaber is that these mountains and hills have to be Moshunov, Nikaris, Gvuras of the Bari Behem. That has to be special, unique, that you see the Galus of Bari over here. So, one shaila is especially unique, meaning everyone knows the force of the call, everyone sees it. What means no, especially unique that I see it. But let's say the world does not know about it. So it's interesting, the way the Chayotim, the kids are coming down has to be force of the call. Everyone knows about the Alps. Everyone knows about the Rocky Mountains. Everyone knows. So there are mountains that everyone knows about. They would say, there has to be something force of the call. That's part of the get over here that's Nick and Mashunah, the fact that they forced them. That must be something special about them. Chaim says, I don't know, if it's special and it's unique, make the bracha there. So it could be they're getting it from the fact that when Chaim says special unique, it must be creates a piercing over here to make it something special. How far to take it, of course, Tali Zeb is there. Is it a personal thing or a tzibur? I mean, let's say everyone's blown away and you're not blown away. You'll forget, you're blown away and no one else is blown away. So they bring down, the Yashu says, it has to be Mishunah to everybody. Everyone's blown away by it. It's brought down that the Stifler, when he first came to Yerushalayim the first time, passed the mountains over here to get to Yerushalayim, he made the bracha with Shem Malchus. And they said, Chaim, is it true? He did that? He said, yeah. He saw Yerushalayim. He personally was blown away by it the first time. First time he made the bracha. Later on, he wasn't spoiled anymore. He didn't make the bracha. But he had the personal Agosho, which was shunned to him. He never saw such things in Europe. Europe, everything is plain, just straight, guess where he lived. Now he sees the things, he was blown away by it. He might still made the bracha. That means he took the side over here of the Mechab with Shem and Malchus. There's something personally he's seen that's not Meforshim Makol, a Maisi made a brach over here. Now, the last point to discuss in these in Yonim, we're saying these are klal over here, the person are blown away by it, you make a bracha isa master gracious. Are these examples? Or are these specifics? Only these things and nothing else. One thing to discuss, let's say an eclipse. That means basically this eclipse can be two ways more, Sukkah says in the second parak, where the sun gets blocked or the moon gets blocked. Do you make a bracha upon that? It's something unique, special, people want to go see it. You make a bracha. So it's a cycle and it's a chayim. It both says, as the Gemara says, and the Sukkah, second parak, it's a klola. Since it's a klola, we're not going to make a bracha upon a klola. I mean, it didn't answer the question straight up. They want to answer negerita eclipse. It's negerita of Alkenu. Pilei ployim of Alkenu, see a mountain go up, the fire and ash coming out from every place, you make a bracha. So over here, the Maestro, you argue this point. The Zilbashin says you can't make up your own brachas. It's your own ideas over here. It's Dava Chodosh. Whatever it says more than that. Avoz Chodosh Shani says these are examples. Something that you're blown away by. Shkorichi Ruasim Ala Olam. That is wow. You should nice to make a brach over here. The other case discussed is waterfalls. Waterfalls. Also, it's beautiful, nice, wonderful, terrific. You make a brach over here. So, first, there are a case of waterfalls in general, and then there's Niagara Falls. Waterfalls in general, the one taina that once we know the klal over here is, has to be from Sheshimei Avreshis. Not Sheshimei Avreshis. Do you know it was? Sophic. And Uriah. Therefore, in general, cannot make the bracha. However, negate Niagara Falls, come on the Issa Moshe, and Abelskin say they make the bracha. But Shez Sarah, you know why? It's a yam also. Why do they make the bracha? It's not worse than a yam. It is a yam. That's him, it's going from. Not sure where, like Erie going out to the Atlantic Ocean, that's him is Chelik of Yam, it's a sea over here. And then for this reason, you make the bracha, it's a master gracious, get blown away by the mice, you make a bracha over here. Fine, Adkan, these two simonim, Be'ez Hashem, next Sunday is Resh Chavtes, Resh Lamed. Today, the end of Seder, will be something with COVID. The end of Seder will be covered Rosh Hashanah, and that's Lofa.
Is that different?